Samaje Perine's entire news file this week is one line on a special team's depth chart. Back on August 9th, in Jeff Hobson's report on Cincinnati's scrimmage-style practice at Bengals.com, Perine was listed as the backup to Charlie Jones at kick return. No performance details, just the listing. He wasn't mentioned in the preseason opener coverage or in the August 10th through 16 camp reports we read, and a targeted search surfaced nothing newer. The June preview was blunt about what matters for Perine, and it wasn't the role, it was the roster. 10 years in, he's the known quantity. The third down back who catches the check down and picks up the blitz, a job he's held across three teams precisely because it runs on knowing protections rather than burst. But he turns 31 in September, he's on a minimum deal, Cincinnati brought in younger depth to compete, and by at least one account his spot on the 53 was not guaranteed. We said the actual question was whether he survives cutdowns, because the role only has value if the man holding it makes the team. Read this week's one data point against that question, and it's genuinely ambiguous. A backup kick return listing can be a veteran adding a job that keeps him on the bus. Special teams is how 10th-year backs stick. It can also be a coaching staff auditioning everyone for everything in August. One depth chart line, no snaps described, doesn't settle it, and we won't pretend it does. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The camp bubble question we flagged is still the whole story, and nothing this week answered it in either direction. Next week, whether Perine actually plays in preseason game two, on offense or on returns, and any beat reporting on the shape of the running back room as cutdowns get closer, we'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.